Now, more than 20, maybe 30 people, numbers are still unclear, and more than 100 were wounded when Palestinians gathering in the hope of getting food from an aid distribution centre in Rafah came under fire yesterday. The centre is run by the Israel and US-backed Gaza Humanitarian Foundation. The Israeli military initially said it was unaware of any injuries from Israeli fire. Later, a military official briefed reporters that troops had fired warning shots towards what were called suspects who approached them. But Israel denies shooting at civilians. Later, we'll hear about scenes yesterday at Nasser Hospital. But now I'm joined by Paul Kearns, a journalist based in Tel Aviv. Paul, good morning. Is there any more clarity where you are on what happened yesterday in Rafah? Because we have these conflicting reports between aid agencies, the Israeli Defence Forces and Hamas.
Good morning, Mary. Well, like almost all news stories from Gaza, there are disputes, there are often disputes about the facts of what happened on Sunday. As you say, initially, Hamas-run Gaza ministry put out a statement that over 30 people were killed at the distribution site. As far as I'm aware, nobody is disputing that perhaps maybe 24 Palestinians were killed yesterday. The dispute is essentially about how and where the deaths occurred. As you said yourself, the IDF, the Israeli Defense Force, put out an initial statement that there was no injuries caused by IDF fire within the distribution site, and the matter is under review. But yesterday evening, they categorically denied that they fired at civilians at the site. But interestingly, they did admit that they opened fire towards Palestinians who, they say, approached them roughly 1 kilometer from the aid distribution site. And that this event or incident took place before the site had opened. Much of the Israeli media, including the Channel 13 main evening news and many of the news outlets, are disputing what the international media is reporting and claiming it's false reporting, with most of them quoting the GHF, the Gaza Humanitarian Foundation statement, that no such shooting took place at their distribution centre yesterday evening.
That needs to be parsed a little further. The humanitarian foundation is saying no shooting took place at their centre, at their distribution centre. Is there clarity around what they mean by that? Do they mean in the centre? Do they mean in the surrounding area?
Well, their statement specifically said, we have heard these fake reports and have been actively fomented, quote, by Hamas. They are untrue and fabricated. I haven't read or heard any specific statement about, you know, the distance or the timing, but they categorically claim that no such incident took place. Now, half a kilometre away, in the context of thousands, tens of thousands of Palestinians seeking aid, is not far. You know, there may be a kernel of truth on both sides of the story.
And indeed, we've heard from many aid agencies, and we'll hear from Nasser Hospital later on from Dr. Rose about the numbers that arrived, the dead and the injured that arrived, not just at Nasser Hospital, but also at field hospitals in the area yesterday. They believe arising from events around the humanitarian centre. And Cindy McCain from the World Food Programme this morning is also talking about the need for access to humanitarian aid and calling what happened what is happening, a humanitarian disaster, and talking about reports from their people on the ground yesterday as well about those shootings. But, Paul, there may be further clarity on all of that throughout the day. In any event, just talk to me about the wider reporting in Israel of what is happening in Gaza right now.
Well, the Israeli media, in particular, the three main news channels, I've said this and written this before, simply do not show or have not shown the most harrowing images that the rest of the world sees, that Irish viewers see for the last 18 months. I mean, every night the focus of the television news is obviously about the war, but the focus tends to be on the fate of the remaining hostages, the death of Israeli soldiers, the general drain, I say, on the Israeli economy, with tens of thousands of reservists signed up for service, and of course the occasional rocket from Yemen with sirens going off, and of course everything associated with October the 7th attack when 1,200 Israelis were murdered. But, you know, the graphic imagery, particularly of children, dying children, you know, draped in the hands of parents, I have yet to see in a year and a half that being shown in Israeli evening news.
And people don't seek it out elsewhere, do they? Because obviously they have access to international news channels too.
Well, of course they can. I've been asked that question a lot, and I imagine some do. I don't think there's a general denial of what's happening. But I guess at a time of war, and Israelis still perceive themselves at war, people perhaps don't seek out, in a foreign language, I mean, people speak Hebrew, what is happening, or images that might contradict, you know, the narrative of what they want to believe in their own country.
Ceasefire talks have been going on, but it is still unclear if they are any closer now to agreeing terms in relation to a ceasefire and the release of hostages. What are you hearing in Tel Aviv?
Well, what we know, or what we understand here, is that Israel has signed up to the Witkoff proposal, Witkoff, the US special envoy in the Middle East, and there is apparently the usual disagreements about timing and phases of hostage release. There's believed to be just 20, maybe 23 hostages remaining alive in Gaza. As far as I understand, the central area of disagreement appears to be the right of Israel to resume military strikes after the ceasefire ends. And of course, what happens the day after? You know, Gaza is demanding the full withdrawal of Israel from the Gaza Strip. You know, there's the common view in Israel that this is not a, you know, a leftist perspective, it's widespread, that the proposal has been deliberately crafted to prevent Netanyahu's right-wing allies from bolting the government. And there was an interesting opinion poll recently there that revealed that more than half of the Israeli public believe the war is being sustained because of the self-interest of the government, with just a third believing that the war is dragging on for operational needs.
Paul, thank you very much for joining us from Tel Aviv this morning. That's Paul Kearns there.